Good evening. You're watching Public Media, M1's English language news broadcast, Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. India's Apollo Tyres laid down the cornerstone for a $146 billion foreign tire factory in Gyöngyöshalász in northern Hungary on Friday. This will be the company's most modern factory. The plant is expected to turn out tires for commercial vehicles for the European market, including Russia and Turkey. The investment project is expected to create 975 new jobs, and it will start producing from the beginning of 2017.
5 years ago, the Hungarian economy was in a similar situation as Greece, said Prime Minister Viktor Orbán at the ceremony of laying down the cornerstone of the new Apollo tire plant in Gyöngyöshalász, northern Hungary. The Prime Minister said that no one could have thought that a possible cooperation can help to attract investors, even from a faraway country like India, to Hungary. Today, the Indian company Apollo Tyre is investing in a country where economic growth is among the highest in Europe, a country that has set cutting employment to 3% as an objective, the Prime Minister said in his address at the ceremony. Viktor Orbán added that it's important to modernize the education in Hungary, as there is not enough correspondence between the demand of the business and the outcome of the education. Nevertheless, Orbán emphasized that the investment of Apollo means a decent living for about 1,000 families. If we, Indians, Hungarians, the Kanvir family, and the people of Heves County are successful together, then we can open new doors to the world. The success story will attract more and more investors and people who are interested in Hungary. So at the end, not only 1,000 families, but several thousand of families can be provided by a secure living, said Viktor Orbán. The vice president of Apollo Tyres said initially they were thinking about between three locations where the factory could be built up. Slovakia and Poland were the two rivals, but finally they decided on Hungary.
As you can see, the beautiful land around us and with the local Gyöngyöshalász local municipality. We've also been very, very happy with the technology and the technical leadership that this country has to offer to us.
After laying down the cornerstone, Prime Minister Viktor Orbán and the leaders of Apollo commemorated the event in Indian style with breaking a coconut. This symbolizes that the obstacles were rolled away from the company's first European greenfield investment.
Maybe it is not known to everyone, but Hungary, even now before the launch of this new plant, is one of the major tire producers of the world. Japanese tire maker Bridgestone has a plant near Tatabánya. Korean Hankook has settled in Dunaújváros. French Michelin opened a factory in Nyíregyháza. Apollo will be the fifth international tire maker who settles in Hungary. Now, without Apollo, tire production creates around 5,000 jobs in Hungary. With all the side effects, this means more than 10,000-15,000 jobs. But Apollo now, the biggest ongoing investment in the car industry in Hungary, launches soon, and the other four companies are also planning improvements. So in the nearest future, the tire industry will offer jobs for much more than 10,000 people. Poverty indicators improved somewhat, according to a survey a few months ago. It says that the depth of poverty declined over the past 2 years. According to the government, this was thanks to public employment, household, utility price cuts, and the bailout of forex borrowers.
44.000 forint a megtakarítás, 11.000 forintot fizetek, 17.000 helyett, tehát ez magáért beszél.
Kornél Pénzeri shows that since the beginning of 2013 he was able to save about 300 euros due to the household utility price cuts. The father of three says he could save the most on hot water and heating.
Két év alatt több mint 100.000 forint.
I have three kids, so I can spend all this money on them, on the family. We can afford to go on excursions or live a healthier life, the man says. A survey conducted by Tarki Social Research Institute shows that people spent more last year than 2 years ago. Apart from household consumptions, the research dealt with social vulnerability and also how earnings are being distributed between the poorest and the richest layers of the society. Between 2012 and 2014, inequalities decreased. Poverty remained unchanged or slightly decreased, the expert said. State Secretary for Social Affairs and Cohesion, Kari Cibere, said that three government measures had helped declining poverty trends. The enhanced fostered job scheme, cuts of household utility bills, and the bailout of forex borrowers. These were steps that had a significant impact on income and poverty indicators, he said, adding, however, the job scheme and cuts of household bills offered only limited solutions to some households. Tarki estimated that poverty in Hungary was on the EU average level in 2012.
Hungary's Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, Péter Szijjártó, has opened the Hungarian Consulate General in Kazan, Russia, on Friday. He said Hungary's interest is to pursue pragmatic and successful cooperation with Russia based on respect for one another and for international law.
From the Consulate General, we are not only looking forward that a good deal of visas will be issued, but also that a commercial and cultural cooperation will be promoted.
17 days, 40 places and 200 programs, the Budapest Spring Festival has started. This is the 35th. Experts say that the event can help to Budapest to become a center of Central Europe from an economic, cultural and a touristic point of view.
The festival was opened with a photo exhibition in the Ludwig Museum of Contemporary Art on Friday. The exhibition presents more than 200 black and white and color images taken by Oscar-winning Hungarian-born cinematographer Vilmos Zsigmond in his native country and during his career in the United States. He believed it's important for youngsters to see what happened in 1956. I'm lucky that all the negatives were saved according to date, so I was able to search from the different images, even from those which were never been used and they are exhibited now, said the Oscar-winning cameraman. The festival is being organized a little bit earlier than it used to be due to some events in the region. The internationally renowned Spring Festival turns the Hungarian capital into a vibrant cultural center for 2 weeks. May it be an open festival which can be felt in the whole city. Actually, we are the ones who start the festival season. Then comes Prague and Vienna, said the director of Palace of Arts. Minister of Human Resources Zoltán Balogh said the Budapest Spring Festival is the capital's most important and successful cooperation with the government. What we would like, of course, in cooperation with the capital, is to make Budapest, this beautiful city, a powerful hub in Central Europe in all terms of economic life, business, diplomacy, culture, as well as tourism, said the minister. The festival, running until the 26th of April, will offer some 200 programs featuring classical jazz, world music, theater and dance performances and exhibitions.
Hungary guest nights are up. The number of guest nights spent at commercial accommodations in Hungary rose by an annual 10.2% in February, according to the Central Statistical Office. There were more foreign but also Hungarian guests compared to the same period of last year. So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time. Thanks for watching. From me and all the team here, good night.